We kick off hour number three of the program. Obviously, from a college sports standpoint, everything is just is pretty clean there, because all the spring sports, or obviously winter sports, were done. Now spring sports are done, and everything, because of the way the calendar resets for, you know, the academic calendar. You know, everybody's pointing towards hopefully a fall start with everything kind of normal for school and sports, of course. And that's far enough away where that seems legit and likely, and there's still some fear mongering out there about that. Which, it, don't hear me wrong, if this thing continues to get worse and worse and worse, obviously that might happen. It might happen, but it also might not happen. I think it's important to talk about it in both those things. We yesterday on the drive, it's like the, you know, I said that the hardest part of this is just the unknown, and that's what isn't fun to talk about, so no one really does, so everybody tries to just jump to any conclusion they can find, whatever their opinion is, and then that gets annoying, and then everybody ends up mad at each other, and there's nothing to go else and to go out and do and take your mind off of it anyway. So I think that's kind of the state we're in. But anyway, as we talk about football in the fall, there was a report that they're considering allowing teams to have a mini practice either in May, June, or July, depending on when things become safe enough.
Right.
That would then lead into fall camp. So basically it would allow Jeremy Pruitt, for example, to be able to kind of get his spring practice in the summer, even late summer. And I would think they'd want to get those practices in and then have another mini break at least, you know, at least a week or two or whatever. Like, or I don't know, or three or four to heal up and then start fall camp. But that way, if football does go on as scheduled, the teams are at least, I mean, they've at least had enough training to where it you know, the performance will be relatively close to what it would have been if this had been a regular offseason. Obviously, Craig Fitzgerald, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he and his team, before he left Tennessee and headed to the Giants, they put together like a month of workouts for the guys that they can do on their own at home. And obviously, I mean, it's for a month, but obviously you could just reuse it, you know, start back over at day one again for month two or whatever. So obviously all these teams and all these coaches are trying to keep their players motivated to work out and stay in shape. They did lose the spring practices, but this will be a way where they would get them back in.
And they didn't say how long or how many? Just said a mini camp?
It's a mini camp, yeah. Also, they're voting on, I think, March 30th on whether, I guess it's for, they're officially voting on the winter and spring sports extra year of eligibility.
I thought spring was a done deal.
I think they've said it is, or that it's going to be, but they haven't officially, like, passed
it. Okay, I got you.
And then winter, I think they've said it's not going to be passed, but they haven't officially had their, I guess it's the end of the month meeting type of thing. So that's kind of the latest on that deal. Did you see Trevor Lawrence got to put his GoFundMe back up?
No. He was raising money for
COVID-19 aid.
He
and his girlfriend started the GoFundMe. At first, people got really mad at the NCAA because they thought the NCAA
feels like in this situation, the NCAA probably just wants to make sure where the money's going.
Well, people were mad because they said they thought the NCAA made him shut it down, but actually it was Clemson. Clemson said, "Hey, we need to shut this down and check and make sure."
Reported it to the NCAA, yeah. And now it's back up.
Yeah, the last I saw, it went. Yeah, so it had gone back and forth. It had gone up.
Schefter had quote tweeted it, and so that kind of made the rage ensue for people getting mad at the NCAA. But this was one of the times the NCAA had nothing to do with it. As far as this, I mean, they might have came out and said, "Hey, you need to shut this down," but they didn't even have that opportunity.
It does make sense that in situations like this, the first thing people think of is the NCAA is the mafia. So I don't blame anybody for initially going at the NCAA, but good on Clemson for coming out and saying, "No, we actually did this, but it's back up now." Well, good for Trevor. Does it say how much he's raised?
the only thing, an article from a couple days ago, they had like $2,500. I mean, they said on the thing like which two agencies they were going to send money
bucks.
To. That was.
I thought he was more popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see that Nick Saban gave the COVID-19 PSA?
Yeah, I did. That's what Peter Burns said they should do, and then people have done it.
Who all's done one so far? Obviously, Edo was the first to do it. Edo's wrong. Listen to the experts.
Do we need a...
Don't go outside, practice social distancing. Don't share the gumbo. Eat it for yourself.
Maybe the GoFundMe's not back up. Maybe it's still down.
But it'll probably be up soon.
It was just Clemson saying, hey, no, we took this down so we wouldn't run into an NCAA problem. Anyway, I don't know. But anyway. Do you think Pruitt doing a PSA would help Tennessean stay in?
No.
He's
now Fulmer.
Yeah.
Ah, there you
Fulmer.
Go.
Yeah, someone with a little more longevity here, right? Mm. Someone with a little more oomph. I mean, Orgeron can do it. Saban can do it. Yeah. They've got titles. Like, I don't think anybody in Missouri is thinking, man, if Eli Drinkwitz told me to stay home, that would be the deal breaker.
That's the one.
Mike Leach would have, just because he's, you know, a very successful, famous coach, like that would be a good one. No one's listening to Dan Mullen's goofy ass telling him to stay home.
If Bruce Pearl is still the basketball coach.
Okay.
Here at Tennessee.
He's not.
People would listen.
He could do one at Auburn. People here would listen. Because people like you are obsessed with him.
I'm not obsessed.
You'd lick the dirt off his shoes, Billy.
If it meant he could be the basketball coach at Tennessee.
He can't be.
I would take that.
He can't be. You'd lick the dirt off his shoes and you'd contract COVID-19, idiot.
If he could be the basketball coach tomorrow, I'd do it for all the fans.
If
take one for the team.
If magically you were not going to infect anyone else, would you get COVID to have Bruce Pearl back as your basketball coach?
100%.
Yeah, you don't necessarily even know that you're going to have symptoms for it. And
you're just taking the risk.
Yeah, you can give it to somebody else. Because that's the biggest problem for me is I'm not so much concerned about myself, but giving it to somebody that I know would be in an at-risk category.
100%. Sign me up now.
Did you hear?
I'd take it too, Billy.
Did you hear what Pearl said about the Outlive program that they started here with Chris Lofton?
Mm-mm.
About cancer?
I know the program.
Okay,
he changed it from Outlive to... ought live because he had to put AU instead of OU.
He said yesterday on the drive on these airwaves that he told Tennessee as he was leaving, like, hey, this is a great program. It's not my program. It's Tennessee basketball program. You guys should continue to do it.
He basically begged them.
That's what he said. Yeah. I begged them to keep it going.
We said no.
And then he accurately, I think, he wanted to make sure people knew not to be mad at Philip Fulmer, the new regime, about this. But he said, because he specifically said, the administration at the time disagreed with my opinion and decided to shut it down. So I said, well, I'm not going to wait for you guys. I'll just take it to Auburn. So now, like when Tennessee played Auburn in football, that's when they had Lofton and on raise money. And his, what was his line? He said the previous administration said they thought it had run its course. And I told him, well, cancer hasn't run its course, so I'm going to do it at Auburn. How can you not love that guy? Especially when compared to our previous administration.
I do understand Mike Hamilton and everybody, given the situation, just wash your hands of the guy. Don't give him the foothold with the fan base.
We still do Vol for Life, even though Dooley sucked.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
And it's not against cancer.
He wasn't fired for cheating.
Everybody's against cancer. I don't care if you cheat or not.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, at the moment, rash decision, I understand why some would think that was a good idea. Obviously, it was a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the pros outweighs the cons in this situation.
Even at that point, just put Lofton in charge of the whole thing, at least if you're going to have a poster child for it.
Yeah, I mean, haven't they had Lofton in the Auburn Arena to like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he was... When
on
I
the
went,
football field,
yeah,
too,
when
right?
I went to the game last year, or I guess 2 years ago, yeah, they had the Lofton come out when they were announcing... For it,
yeah. I mean that's. I don't know. Oh, but in great moments in fan run radio history yesterday, though. So Pearl was on. Then Philly called in, and he asked if Jamie was now on the injury report. I'm like, what do you mean, Jamie on the? Does he need Tommy John surgery after that Bruce Pearl interview? Thought that was pretty good. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Hour three.
Billy does.
Hour three rolls on live from the Fan Run Studios. Truly Hard Seltzer Fan Run Studios. Still pick up some Truly Hard Seltzer. Miller Lite as well. Both provided by Cherokee Distributing here in Knoxville. Make it happen. Drink what you truly want. You think the... I don't know. I guess if it's... Let's say we're at a similar point in people's emotional state when we get to the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the NFL just throw up the middle finger and say, we don't care, we're still doing it? I mean, if no one's around each other, I don't really... There's people arguing that it's bad optics to have a draft, to have the NFL
draft. I disagree. If you're not going to have people in close contact with each other, give the sports viewing public something to watch, something to distract, something to get excited about. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm contributing to the bad optics, but sports people are dying for sports-related content. I feel like the draft is new, it's fresh.
And then, like you said, if it's not breaking any of the rules that are keeping us safe,
exactly.
I don't understand the problem.
Exactly. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. If you want to read about it, don't read about it. But if it's not going to impact anybody, let it go. Let it happen.
That's what I said about the free agency stuff. They're like, well, it might look bad if somebody signs a $10 million deal and somebody else, and you know, we were getting the numbers, over 3 million people are applying for unemployment. But if you're going to go with the, like, every death matters, you can't go with that other argument either, because any day a guy signs a $10 million deal, someone else in this country has lost their job. Any day, even with the economy booming, somebody has had a bad day. You can't, like, that's...
No, there are plenty of companies right now who are making a ton of money.
Right.
Because they create or make or build some service or item that is in high demand right now. Oh, well, don't talk about toilet paper because the toilet paper companies are making it. So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah. I had a teacher say the fair comes in October. Like, you just get out of here with fair.
Fair is not equal.
Oh, that's your favorite. Yeah. That's a Pat Summit, right?
I can't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so. It wasn't.
I thought she had a fair quote.
She may. I don't remember that one. Hmm. I'll look it up.
All right.
Might be in the definite dozen. But no, I'm just saying, like, fair is not equal. Is it fair for a company who provides a very useful product during these times to sell it and make money? Yeah, that's fair. That doesn't mean that everybody's equal right now.
Yeah.
This virus isn't equal.
No.
It's not fair. Oh, well, they got it and didn't get sick, and this person got it. That's life. Sorry. If the NFL can hold the draft safely for anybody and everybody involved, there's no reason they shouldn't do it. It might be fruitless in the long run, but what's the big deal? Who cares? If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. If you don't want to see that someone signed a $10 million contract and got a big signing bonus, don't look at it. Don't read it.
That's what annoys me, too. Like, we have freedom in this country to do or not do whatever you want, basically, as long as you're not, you know, harming others or harming yourself. I mean, pretty much do what you want. Like, you can create the news that comes to you or doesn't these days. I think it's funny how people feel like they have to consume the news, you know? Just seems dumb. But anyway, I guess the draft is on schedule, and there'll be more free agency signings. Is Clowney just, like, he knows if he goes ahead and signs with a team, he doesn't have to go practice yet, right? Like, does he just not want to have to do the workouts? I mean, he's known for that. Lattimore would say at South Carolina that Clowney would never do any of the optional stuff, would show up and still outrun everybody in the sprints.
I don't know. I think I heard a report that he's contemplating just doing a one-year deal with Seattle.
$18.5 million. Apparently they offered him that. He's thinking about it.
So
that'd be a lot.
I mean, it would be hard for the Titans to give him that type of deal for, like, I don't know, let's say 3 years. 3 years at $18 million each.
Seemed like he'd take three at 16, right? Like, I mean, I feel like you'd want, I guess, depending on how much the guaranteed money is, that kind of the deal there.
Don't hold the draft because these people will make money.
Clowney's 27 years old.
He's got is three. He really only 27?
Yeah. He's got 3 good years left.
At least. I mean, he's 27, but he hadn't even played a full NFL season. I mean, yeah, it's like
that's funny how people use the injury thing both directions. Yeah. Oh, this guy's going to break down early. He's injury prone.
Well, it's like LeBron with all the extra postseason games. They're like, oh, he's got more miles on him in a shorter amount of time because he's been in the postseason so much. Clowney, it's the opposite. He's got less snaps per year than a lot of people his age, that are especially first rounders that were supposed to be quote unquote good. So I'd say if you can get him healthy and somehow motivate him. Maybe a big contract, maybe good coaching by Vrabel, I don't know.
I like your plan. Just put him on a big incentive thing. Just pay him $1 million per sack.
That's a lot. But, not, I mean, on top of a normal contract.
No,
but
I'm just saying, just straight out of the gate. Just that's all he gets. You get $1 million per sack. Go.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Well, okay, so $1 million a sack and what, like 100,000 tackle for loss?
I don't know.
200,000 tackle for loss?
Do you get to count it twice, though, or just only one or the other?
One or the other.
Like, tackle for loss is not a sack.
200,000.
Yes, these
a sack is just $1 million.
Okay.
What's the single-season sack record in the NFL? One player?
Somebody made it to
Strahan when he got far. Wasn't that it?
No, that was total. That was career, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember the number. We'll look it up. But
what's the most money a defensive lineman?
22.5.
Isn't that what he wants?
He wants
Davey,
20.
Didn't you say he wants 20 million?
He wants 20? Yeah. That's what I said.
He wants 20. He ain't getting 20, but.
It was Strahan, 2001.
So it was that year? Mm-hmm. That was the single season record? I thought that was total.
Pretty sure that was that year.
Interesting.
They haven't kept sacks the whole history. But
Davey, would you give Jadeveon Clowney $1 million a sack?
Yeah. For sure. And I would even put in some sort of provision where if he gets injured, he still gets a certain amount of money just to make him feel more confident.
$1 million a sack or $10 million, whichever is more.
Whichever's higher.
Yeah. I don't know that you can do that under the salary cap, but whatever. I guess
it'd be
can,
tough.
Though, with incentives. They do incentive deals. How does that count on the cap?
Don't incentives go against the cap, Davey?
No.
They
I guess
do not?
They're not guaranteed, maybe.
And I guess there's NFL would probably say something like, wait. Come on.
I mean, that's not that much. Like, what do you think the most sacks that Clowney's had in 1 year is?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say like
8?
12.
9.5.
Yeah.
That was 2017 in Houston. His defensive coordinator that year was Mike Vrabel.
He'll pay him $14 million, but if you hit 15 or more sacks, we'll pay you $1 million per sack. Either way. That way, if he gets hurt, if he doesn't produce, you're only out $15 million.
Or you could just say
do a 2 year deal like
say
that.
$15 million plus $500,000 a sack.
Yeah, you could always cap it.
I mean, that 10 sacks that gives you $20 million. I don't know if 10 sacks is.
I mean, it's better than his career high.
Yeah, but is 10 sacks worth $20 million?
The year he had 9.5 sacks, he had 59 tackles.
Yeah,
on the
probably
season.
If he does that.
How many tackles for loss? Does it say?
I mean,
not right there. Hold
that's
on,
the only problem with it is he might have a great year and only have 7 sacks if he plays the whole time. If people are double and triple teaming him and everything, a lot of times that inside move where he decapitated that guy that one time,
the wide step and then cut in,
he does that a lot in NFL games and forces the quarterback to have to, especially the slow pocket passing quarterbacks to have to move out of the pocket early, and it blows up the play. But he never gets credit for anything on those. They usually do it on purpose when they have a linebacker looping to contain.
Maybe you could give him $50,000 for disruption.
We're going to use Pro Football Focus numbers?
I don't know. Do they have that as disruption, a sack?
They have hurries, that's what they call it.
Will that be considered a hurry?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. If you flush the quarterback, he's hurried. He has to change what he would do.
Well, I was listening to something the other day on ESPN, and basically the guy said, look, hurry is basically as good as a sack. In most cases, you're basically forcing an incompletion or, a junk play. I guess that's true with some quarterbacks. I feel like if you hurry, Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, probably not as good as if you hurry a guy like, say, Well, Tannehill's actually a pretty good runner. Who's the most? Who's the least mobile quarterback in the NFL?
Brady.
Okay, Brady. That's a good one. You think he is? You think he's the least mobile?
I think he will be in 2020.
Yeah, who's on a roster right now?
Is Sam Darnold mobile?
Rivers.
I was going to say Rivers
ain't bad.
I was going to say moves. Joe Flacco.
Is he starting for somebody?
No, he got cut.
He's not going to play. Yeah.
How's your boy in New York, Duke boy?
Daniel Jones.
No, he can run.
He's up there.
Wentz can run a little bit.
All the new kids.
Haskins, according to Stephen A. Smith, is mostly a runner. So there's that. Dalton.
Oh yeah, he's not bad. More than Brady.
Not bad.
He can run.
About Duck Hodges, Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger, like weird mobile, like old guy at the Y mobile.
It'd have to be an older, like just super slow. Like,
Matt Stafford's pretty mobile. Aaron Rodgers, obviously mobile.
I think it's Brady. I think out of
Cousins.
The 32 guys that start on whenever the 2020 season starts, it'll be
Tom
Brady.
Yeah. Is Deshaun Watson mobile? It's a joke. Don't worry about it. Gardner Minshew, I feel like he's not terrible.
Oh, he runs around all the time.
Yep. Tannehill ran around all the time. Ooh, Matt Ryan.
He's more mobile than Brady.
He's younger Tom Brady, basically. I'd say they're about the same.
I was thinking Matt Stafford
Breeze?
For a bit, but
Breeze ain't running.
He would beat Tom Brady in a foot race, though. I would think.
This is the stuff I'd like to see.
Slow guys.
Old
race.
Quarterback combine. Let's get it done.
Did you see? Just real quick on Jadeveon Clowney. Like his best season, he had career highs in 2017 across the board for all the stats that matters: tackles, that's combined assisted tackles for loss, quarterback hits, sacks, all career highs when Vrabel was his defensive coordinator.
I feel like Jared Goff's pretty slow. Probably more than Tom Brady, but just saying he ain't. He's not very good.
Yeah.
How's Garoppolo? Is he a pretty? Is he a good mover there, Billy? Decent
mover.
Good
runner.
Okay.
Or good.
Didn't he get hurt trying to do a juke cut on the sideline?
He tore his ACL a couple years ago.
That's what I was mentioning.
Well, we'll come back. We're going to have a quick break.
Planted on the knee.
Jasper, if you can hang tight, we'll get to you. Coming right back. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back in. Hour number 3, 3 and Out. The Sweet 16 will happen in the Billy Stats Invitational Tournament. NCAA basketball championships.
I'll have those out later this evening.
All right.
Tomorrow, big game for Bruce and the boys. They take on Dayton.
I'm focused on the NIT tomorrow.
Back-to-back Elite Eights.
Yeah, we do have NIT Friday.
Do we have our matchup yet?
I've put out the updated bracket, yeah.
Ooh. Who won?
I'll give you the – do they call it the Elite Eight?
I don't know.
Let's say Final Eight?
Let's go to the Great Eight. Okay. Let's go to Jasper first. He patiently held through the break. That was my fault. And then we'll get Billy's NIT reset for tomorrow, where we'll have Tennessee playing their opponent live at 8 a.m. Jasper, what's up, buddy? You're on 3 and Out.
What's up, Jasper? Textbook Warehouse. What's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. So did y'all hear about the record that was just set earlier this morning?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a broadcast crew using the word sack more than – any other radio show in one segment. Maybe I'll rename it to Teabag or Bagged or something. I don't know.
Was it what broadcast was this?
That was yours.
Oh, it was ours.
Y'all must have said sack about 4,000 times. So
yeah, we're talking about sacks. Talking about Jadeveon Clowney getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe I don't know after 50 of them, maybe say Teabag or Bag or Potato Sack or something. I don't know.
We'll work on that, Jasper.
Yeah, what is normally for the first day of the draft, do they have huge ratings, TV ratings?
Yeah,
I feel like that first round is really, really good.
Yeah, it's really hot. So it's Thursday primetime.
There's nothing else, obviously. I don't think there's anything else I'm forgetting that's going to be bigger between now and then, but even whatever. I mean, can you imagine if they, souped it up like, maybe the way NASCAR, did some different stuff, or the way that, the National Championship for football, how they have every freaking channel for all these different things, but they souped it up that way. What sort of ratings that would draw?
Expand on that. What do you mean exactly?
Well, I'm just saying there's nothing going on at all. It does have to do with the NFL. It's the draft. People are starved. It's a huge event, but then they, it's not the live thing, but, do something. They're having to do something different digitally.
Yeah.
I feel like putting on a bunch of different channels. I mean, you can't do different angles or whatever, but
yeah,
maybe if
like different analysts on different channels, like maybe a team specific channel, that kind of thing.
I wouldn't do team specific.
Well, you could,
but I was thinking more of like each division gets their own channel. Like ESPN could do that with all of their companies that they own.
I feel like it would do the same rating as the Thursday night NFL Week One opener does on a typical season. I feel like the draft could pull that number, which is pretty big, because it's not going to do like the Super Bowl has all these casual viewers. I mean, you're not going to capture those people, but you're going to get every sports fan on the planet that isn't locked out of it for some reason.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get everybody, you know. America, I feel like that NFL or not, a dude that just hasn't been watching reruns forever. Oh, here's something. Oh, yeah. By the way, it's the NFL. It's the biggest. You know, I mean, just when we've had this time to, you know, right now they're free agency stuff. It's like, oh, great, that's awesome. Except for talking about Tom Brady every single time, but everything else, it's, you know, like to hear that stuff rather than, you know, whatever. I don't know. I figure that hopefully they'll be creative if they're going to go through with it, and you know. Who owns that? Does ESPN have it or NFL Network? Or who?
ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL Network does their own, like, kind of...
Both.
Is that the joint? Do they do joint for this one? Okay.
Yeah, NFL Network pretty much has anything to do with the NFL.
Naturally,
they have the rights to
it. You get to pick, like, which one you want to watch, typically.
Yeah, anyways, I didn't know its sort of ratings. I mean, I'm sure they were high, but, you know, are they higher than the Masters? Doubt it. But, I mean, coming off, you know...
Coming out of the sportsless desert?
What's that?
Coming out of the no sports desert, it might be nice to have a bunch of different options regarding the NFL draft.
Exactly. And then also get creative with some betting things. I'm sure they'll have betting lines, who's going first, whatever. I don't know. Incorporate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just spitball.
Right, good stuff. Thanks for the call, Jasper. I think.
Did he say his name was Casper?
I thought he said Jasper.
What did he say from.
He said
Jasper from. What did he say after that, though?
Something warehouse.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, in Texas, I thought.
No.
Texas Roadhouse.
Warehouse?
No, Texas Warehouse.
Good rolls.
And butter. There have been some shows on ESPN, I can't remember what it was called, that incorporated betting. Like, obviously, well, they don't have it now, but FS1 had Lock It In. There were a lot of NFL pregame shows, and I want to say there was one on NFL Network also, that incorporated the betting lines for the games. Like over-unders for touchdowns, yards, so on and so forth. I feel like if you're, let's say, MyBookie, for example, getting in on prop bets for the draft, I guess maybe they wouldn't even be considered prop bets, but definitely, you know, over-under, this player gets drafted here. That, I mean, they're going to have to go all in. That's an interesting thought, though, about because there's not going to be the hoopla surrounding the draft as far as fanfare. Can ESPN, NFL Network create some alternative looks to the draft instead of just a bunch of guys sitting there in a quiet room, 6 feet
apart?
What
about a highlight channel? So number one pick gets, you know, Joe Burrow comes on. There's no analysis. It's just Joe Burrow highlights for 10 minutes till the next pick
comes
in.
Does it have to be a channel or could it just be like a feed? Like, oh, click the link and here's...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It doesn't have to be a channel, but then like a digital feed. And then... Pick number two comes out, and it's just that kid's highlights until the third pick comes out.
I got
That'd
some
be
cool. good prop bets on MyBookie right now for the draft. But whenever I first go to MyBookie, you guys want to take on what the first thing I can bet on is?
Will Donald Trump get coronavirus?
No, it's an NBA 2K simulation.
There you go.
But the first prop bet for the draft, will Isaiah Simmons be drafted? And it's... Over or under 6.5.
All right.
-124 under 6.5.
Under.
Under.
I don't know.
I gotta think though, because you're gonna have
Mr. Hybrid, like that's he's
you're just, gonna have quarterbacks there, you're gonna have obviously
Chase Young.
Yeah, Chase Young. I wanted to say Chase Daniel, I was like, that's not right.
I
you
can't
think of the last name.
I can't
Young,
see
Chase Young from
more
Ohio
than
State.
Three quarterbacks going in the top six.
And
like that, that'll be the number. It'll be Joe Burrow, Tua, and Justin Herbert. And Herbert's actually the next one. It's, will he be drafted over or under? They set the line at 5.5. Under 5.5 is +165.
Really?
For
Herbert.
Herbert, yeah. That makes sense.
Hold on. So you don't like guys talking about the draft picks when they get drafted?
You don't like listening to Mel Kiper tell you about how the guy stands tall in the pocket and can really fire the ball down the field. I think his footwork is a little suspect.
No, I was saying just have an alternate stream.
Okay, like on Twitter or something?
Or just in the ESPN app, like just another channel like they did for the national championship.
They also
I have two TVs, Billy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Nate, you remember how
Humble brag. I have two TVs.
This is kind of crazy. So, bets for college teams and how many people they have drafted in the first round. So, Alabama, will they have more than 5.5 players drafted in the first round this year?
Did you see the LSU? There was a mock draft, and it had some dude to put out all the LSU players, like, 1, 4, 8, 9, 20, 22, 26. It was just, I don't know. It might have been overdone, but it was just nuts.
I said it, we talked about this a while ago, but the SEC is expected to have a lot. We saw that one mock draft where I think it was 16 of the first 32 picks were SEC players. My bookie has the total SEC players drafted in round one set it. The line set at 15.5.
I think I'd be so tempted to go over. So tempted to go over 15.5.
Half of the first round, pretty much.
Wow. Ooh, they've updated the... Yeah,
it is what it is, though. I mean, we're the best... It's the best conference. I mean, hell, all the Alabama receivers are gone. Burrow.
Tua.
Who's their receiver that wasn't good but ran like a 4.34 or something?
The LSU guy?
It wasn't Justin Jefferson, was it?
No, he's good.
Damar Chase? Or is he's the one that's back. Yeah, he's back. It was the other LSU receiver, like the two-star, and he ran 4.3 something.
They got bets on first running back drafted, first wide receiver drafted.
No, the first running back is going to be the guy from Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor.
Money's on DeAndre Swift.
What do people see in Swift? Am I crazy? Like, I think he's fine.
All right, crazy, like, stat head, nerdy analytics and how it applies to real life thing. Do you think DeAndre Swift is overrated as a running back? Just
because
globally?
Of all the other Georgia running? Oh.
Well, maybe. That could also be a factor. But because of his name.
Yep. People are like, first of all, DeAndre is a pretty cool
it
name.
Flows
and then
well,
it's Swift.
Like even DeAndre, yeah, it flows well. Swift is one syllable. It's easy to remember. It might give him the edge over a guy with a pretty plain name like Jonathan Taylor. Just saying.
If only it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
God.
Then he'd be there.
Second overall.
Because then people would be like, oh, yeah, I remember this guy. He was
been around since the 90s.
He was in Home Improvement. Whatever happened to him?
He was the voice of Simba.
Guys with names like David Wilson, no good. Guys with
no, distinct, they're good. They're, but you're, I know. I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah,
the coldest to ever do it.
His Highness.
I mean, DeAndre Swift. Like, it's a great.
It's
running
a good
back
running
name.
Back name. It's it really is a good, good running back name.
Money's.
It's not crazy either. I mean, it's just. A good
whatever
name.
Happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, though?
Now that's a
he
question.
Made. He made enough money to where he doesn't really have to work right now. He eventually went off to school, did some things there. He's done a couple
living
of
living his best life. Sounds yeah. like.
He's 38 years old.
All right, we'll come back. Final segment, Sweet 16 edition of Three and Out, sort of. Final segment of the program, Thursday edition. Hey, tomorrow will be Friday. We'll have survived another week of time moving extra slowly.
Assuming we do, in fact, survive tonight.
I mean, I think even if we get deathly ill, we'll still at least be alive tomorrow. I'll put money on it.
Nah, I'm saying I could get a car wreck or something.
Well, yeah, you could.
Choke on a chicken bone. You never know.
I do think it'll be good if a lot of this coronavirus stuff turns out not to be as bad as some predicted. It'll be good if that'll kind of bring people together, but I know it won't. Like, people just get mad and take credit for it or not, or, I don't know, pull receipts and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. There's a lot of variables, though, that could help. Hopefully they come together and it helps more than people have predicted beforehand. So we'll see how that goes. People are still arguing about current trajectories and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, final segment today. Billy's going to have the Sweet 16, half of it simulated for tonight, as it would have been in real life for you. And what matchups do we have on the docket for tonight, Bill? Is it Gonzaga, Kentucky is the big one, right?
Gonzaga, Kentucky, Xavier.
Houston, our bracket depends on Mark Few getting the best of John Calipari this evening.
Xavier, Creighton will be a big, very big game. Oh. Blue Jays trying to make Elite Eight. Rutgers and Butler, big East all over this Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa, San Diego State, very interested in that game.
I got San Diego State in the Final Four.
I mean,
too.
San Diego State was, you know.
Do you think your simulations favor the Blue Bloods?
No, Rutgers is a Sweet 16.
Yeah, Butler.
Who did they knock off, though?
Baylor.
Not a Blue Blood. Kansas is still in it? Kentucky's still in it? Is Duke still in it?
Kansas was the number one overall seed.
Just answer the question.
I mean, they were going to be in it no matter what, so.
BYU beat Marquette and Maryland.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it does.
Xavier beat Michigan State.
That one hurt me. He didn't factor in the Izzo tournament factor. Cost me. Who's leading? We got a listener who's in first place. Have you scored these?
Have you scored yet?
I will have updated scoring before games kickoff, so everyone will know. It was really close after rounds one.
I vowed to put out my Sweet 16 movies today. Anybody else going to join me?
Yeah.
Come on, you're 16.
Yeah, I'll try.
Got anything else going on?
Do we have to seed them?
No, just no order. Just
okay.
Just list 16.
I put them in alphabetical. That way people would be like, oh, he's not ranking them. They're just in alphabetical order.
And this can just be...
It can be however you want. I'm just saying...
Are you trying to do movies that you don't think everybody's seen, or it doesn't matter to you?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just doing the
just your best, favorite movies.
For me, it's not even favorite. For me, it's the best movies in my head. Like, so it is... My favoritism counts. And there's going to be a few movies that people will say, well, why don't you have that one in there? And I won't have seen it, especially some of the older ones
mm-hmm.
that people kind of chalk up as, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Breaking and Ndamukong Suh has re-signed with the Bucks.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
Yeah, we already talked about it on the show today.
No, he literally is signing the papers.
Okay.
Well, like right now.
It's a great follow-up.
So it's breaking news because he's signing them in the tweet he just sent out 6 minutes ago saying it's official and not projected.
Okay.
So you guys can...
Breaking news, I'm getting ready for the final outro song to play. See, like, we do it every day. Like, we've already know that happened, so I just went ahead and said it.
Does he re-sign with the Bucks every day? He's officially re-signed. There's going to be no snags. That's breaking news, folks. I don't know how much more clear I can be. Stupid.
Well, I don't have breaking news, but I do have the great eight of the NIT.
Yeah,
let's go.
Syracuse. Plays Memphis, upper left, as Davey would call that region. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State got by Furman and Colgate. I told you guys to watch out for this Colgate team last season. They actually beat South Carolina, so mm-hmm. they play Mississippi
Sorry,
State.
Nate.
It's all right. Colgate and Mississippi State.
In the lower left.
Lower left, okay.
Upper right, you have Arkansas. They beat Alabama, and Davidson going on a little run as a 7 seed. They beat St. Louis.
Ah, the Billikens.
And then in the lower right, which is Tennessee's region, obviously you saw the 17-point win over Purdue Wednesday. And then Clemson actually pulled the upset on Northern Iowa. So it's going to be Tennessee-Clemson. And then the winner of that
8 a.m. tip tomorrow morning.
Correct. The winner of that game will get the winner of Arkansas-Davison in the Final Four.
All right. So
Arkansas?
We got Clemson.
Oh, God.
And Tennessee tomorrow, 8 o'clock a.m. tip right here on 3 and Out.
Arkansas.
TV over my left shoulder. We'll have it.
Arkansas.
We'll have your full video shots right here on the program. Ha, Tennessee, Clemson. What a matchup. Rick Barnes on stomping ground.
Has he played a former team that he's coached at before?
If we play Shaka Smart next year for real to, like, go to the Sweet 16, I'm going to.
No, we played Lenore Ryan, but that's where he went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right, and then at Texas.
Didn't they scrimmage Clemson in that game to raise money? Didn't
they beat him. We won.
A different team, though.
Former Titans cornerback has signed a deal with LaShawn Sims with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, the
breaking news.
Ferguson guy from the paper that everybody quoted out of England from the Imperial College.
Are you from London?
He predicted the coronavirus would take 18-plus months of quarantine. Now says he expects it to peak and subside within, quote, 2 to 3 weeks in the UK. So that's some good coronavirus news from across the pond. He also predicted up to 500,000 deaths in the UK alone. He's now at 20,000. So this is, I think, the first time somebody themselves has been willing to change course instead of us just getting doctor versus doctor versus doctor versus doctor from everything from best case to worst case to we're all going to die to this is no big deal, it's just a cold.
Do I have to mow the yard during quarantine?
I mean,
probably should.
Yeah, you probably should.
Would it have been inappropriate for me to drop the those are rookie numbers comment after you read that stat?
If you have to ask yourself a question like that, maybe just go ahead and eat it. Might watch that movie today. We'll come back tomorrow.
I'm not leaving.
Don't miss NIT Friday.
I'm not leaving.
The Blitz is next.